T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 923. I don't know about anybody else, but when things are going bad for my team, what I always seek out is a team that is having even more dysfunction.
There you go.
And that is why we have booked the brilliant sports author, Mr. Gary Myers, author of a brand new book out called How About... That's the name of the book, and he is out of line now. He also works at TheAthletic.com. A good friend, Gary Myers, is here. Hi, Gary.
You know, my next book is going to be How About That Cataldi?
No, well, you know what? Yes, I would be happy to sit down to have the great Gary Myers write a book. But, Gary, before we get to your book, which I love some of the stuff in this book, the Giants are an even bigger mess right now than the Eagles. Is that correct?
Oh, they're a train wreck. But I did think of one thing before I want to get into this. You know, I was just talking to Joe off the air about Beckham's video with Lil Wayne.
Yes, loved it.
And I thought, like, if you ever wanted to bare your soul, you know, who would you have sitting next to you?
Yeah.
And I figured it would be Wayne Newton or somebody like that.
Yes, Wayne Newton is, you know why? Because he is scary looking, and I would look more handsome. See, that's the way. Always surround yourself with bad looking people, you look better.
I was just trying to think, like, who is yours? Like, maybe it would be Springsteen. I'll give you that. Maybe it would be Springsteen.
No, I got to be honest. I want a guy a little younger, Tony Bennett. Hey, Gary, listen, the Eagles are having a horrible time here. We just found out Lane Johnson may be injured now. Could you tell us how bad the situation is right now at the 1-4 Giants?
It's so bad that Beckham, who actually does love Eli, goes on TV and rips him. Pat Shurmur, who went out of his way to establish a relationship with Beckham in the offseason and was very upset when there were trade rumors in March that the Giants had had enough of Beckham, and Sherman was basically pleading for an opportunity to coach this guy. And then in that same interview, you know, Beckham is wondering why they can't get the ball more than 20 yards down the field. And this is a guy that, I mean, they only just invested $90 million in him, so why would you expect him to be a team guy when it comes to this stuff, you know? You know, here's the funny thing about him is that when these rumors started in March that they were going to trade him, and then they weren't getting enough in return, and so the Giants came out and said that they're not going to trade him, and then his contract was hanging in the balance that, you know, they were more inclined to let him play out his fifth-year option, you know, because he was coming off a broken ankle, and he's been a knucklehead for 4 years, so they didn't necessarily want to invest in him. So for the next 4 months, Beckham was on his best behavior. He showed up for the beginning of OTAs. He was there for minicamp. He came to training camp, said, you know, I'm not leaving. If I get a new contract, I'm just going to wait it out. He talked about how much he matured. Now, it's just shocking to me, Angela. I don't mean to be cynical about this, but it's just shocking that once he signed that contract with $65 million guaranteed, Odell went back to being Odell. I mean, how surprising is that?
I would have never guessed it, Gary. I know. But the other guy they got that does look like a good guy is Barkley, right? Yes. Tell us a little bit about Saquon Barkley and how he's kind of bonded with the city so far.
Well, his numbers haven't been great. I know he's getting 100 yards total offense every game, but he is not, as a running back, carrying the ball. He's had a couple of nice runs, but overall, he's getting hit behind the line, struggling to get 1 and 2 yards. The offensive line is just pathetic. So he hasn't made the impact running the ball that I thought he might have at this point, but he's tremendous coming out of the backfield, and he is a great kid. And they don't have to worry about him peeing on the field or anything like that. or kissing the kicking net, or taking his teammates on a boat trip a week before the playoffs.
Wow.
I mean, he's a good kid. You know, you guys in Pennsylvania raised him well. I know he's from the Bronx, but he grew up in Pennsylvania. He's going to be a tremendous player. They just have to get an offensive line in front of him. My concern for him is that he gets beat up so much this year and next before they can get the line straightened out that he'll never really put up the numbers that a guy with his ability is capable of. But he's been everything they've wanted of him. It's just, unfortunately for him, they don't have the support system around him in the offensive line.
All right, Gary, I'm just looking. You know, you and I do know this about football. You usually win the games in the trenches. Eagles have a better defensive line. Eagles have a better offensive line. Mm-hmm. Is there any reason why the Eagles should not win this game fairly easily tonight?
Well, it doesn't appear like anything this season is going to be easy for the Eagles, which to me was very predictable coming off a Super Bowl and celebrating it as much as they did. It's just hard to come back after you're at the top of the mountain. It's so much – I won't say it's easier to win it, but it is easier to win it than to maintain, I think. That's why it's been so long since the team has repeated. The Giants did play better against Carolina the other day, and they scored 30 points for the first time, I think, since they wore leather helmets. I mean, it had been since the end of the 2015 season.
Wow.
Since they scored 30 points in a game, and that was against the Eagles, I believe, and they lost both games. They lost that game, and they lost the game on Sunday. I think that the offense is opening up a little bit now. I'm not a homer, you know that, but I do think the Giants have a catch in the Eagles at the right time, where there's some concern in Philadelphia about where the season is going, and Wentz isn't quite back to where he was before he got hurt, and the Giants' season is completely on the line. I mean, their season should be over at 1-4, but the NFC East stinks so much.
Yep.
That they're still alive. So I think the Giants are going to come out with a lot of energy
tonight.
Gary, I think it's going to be a close game.
You alluded before to what we're kind of calling the Super Bowl hangover, and you've written all these books and you've talked to some of the greatest teams. It's common that after you win, especially a first one like the Eagles did, that there's a big drop. Is that what we're experiencing right now in Philadelphia? Is that common in the NFL?
Other than the Patriots, I think – history has shown that the season after is always a struggle because you spend 4 months where you don't have to pay for dinner. Everybody's telling you how great you are. You have the ring ceremony, then the first preseason game, and the fans get to see the players for the first time. You spend such a long time getting patted on the back and celebrating that it's hard mentally, I think, to get geared back up and say, oh, we got to try to do it again now.
Yeah.
We just achieved the ultimate. Now we have to do it again. So that's why you've really seen teams have a big drop-off after winning it. And again, except the Patriots. Which,
why not the Patriots, then? What did they do that the Eagles should be doing? They don't – Gary, seriously, they seem to win five of them. How?
Because they have the best quarterback ever.
And he just never lets up.
And he's the hardest worker on the team, and he doesn't stand for anybody being lazy or complacent. And he sets the tone. I think he sets the tone more than the coach does, because you don't want Tom Brady yelling at you, and he does do that. And so these players, and they're basically interchangeable parts in New England. There's such a big turnover in personnel every year. They're all there to please Brady. And they all feel like their job is on the line every week because the coach is liable to get rid of anybody. So they're always motivated.
Gary, who are you picking tonight?
I know you're not going to like me for this.
No, I'm picking the Giants.
Oh, okay. Right. I think the Giants are going to play a really good game tonight. You know, it's a short week. They've been hearing about the Beckham stuff all week. I think this team is pretty ticked off. I just see them putting forth a really good effort. I mean, I don't think they're going to have a good season overall.
Right.
But, again, like I said before, I think they're catching the Eagles at the right time. They have some injuries, and I know there's some restless Eagles fans in Philly now, and the Eagles have been hearing it for the last few weeks about what's wrong. So, I mean, I definitely think the Eagles are a better team.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're going to win the game.
Another insult to our intelligence. Gary, how about them Cowboys? Brand new book. I know you covered them for years. I used to cover football when you did cover the Cowboys. What will an Eagles fan enjoy in the book? You know how much we hate them. And if there's a really good story that will make us hate Jerry Jones more or Jimmy Johnson or something? Is there something in there that we will savor as Philadelphia Eagle fans?
Oh, for sure. Because I tell people that nobody's indifferent about the Cowboys, as you know. You either love them or you hate them. And
right.
it's kind of a cliche, but it's really true with them. Mm. And I think I wrote a very balanced book where I talk about what an incredible businessman Jerry Jones is, but how his major failing has been not only having the title of general manager, but actually being the general manager. One of my favorite stories from the book is what actually happened in the draft room in 2014 when Johnny Manziel was on the board.
Oh.
And the Cowboys really hadn't paid much attention to him to that point because they thought he was going to get drafted ahead of him. And then, like, the day before the draft, everybody realized Manziel's going to drop. And Jerry is, like, walking around like it's Christmas because he wanted Manziel. And then he found out that not one other person in the organization wanted Manziel. And so they're sitting in the draft room, and the Cowboys' first three guys on their board that they wanted was Anthony Barr, Aaron Donald, and Ryan Shazier, all defensive players. They all went ahead of him. Shazier went right ahead of him. And all of a sudden, like, everybody's face in the Cowboys draft room got, oh, my God, we're going to have to deal with Jerry now. He went around the room begging for one person to agree with him on Manziel. Begging. And everybody goes, no, Jerry, we can't do that. No, Jerry, we can't do that. He turns to Steven, who's sitting next to him. He goes, son, we got to take Manziel. And he goes, Dad, nobody wants him but you. And so they call the pick of Zach Martin, which turned out to be a great pick.
Yeah.
They call it into the New York office, and Jerry goes, well, wait a minute. So there's someone, they're all celebrating. Mm. Jerry goes, wait a minute. We haven't made the pick yet. And they go, no, Jerry, we just called it in. It's Zach Martin. He turns to Steven, who's sitting next to him, and slaps him on the leg so hard.
Wow.
Kind of the sound kind of bounced off the walls, and he says to him, son, let me tell you something. I didn't get to this point in my life by playing things down the middle. I'm a risk taker. And you just went right down the middle. And if this is the way you're going to live your life, you're never going to be a success.
Wow. That is nasty.
And Steven was hurt. Not so much by the slap on the leg, because that probably didn't hurt him, but he was really hurt by his father's words, because Steven felt he was sticking up for the organization.
Wow.
By making sure they didn't take a guy who was a complete train wreck.
And, I love it.
You know, obviously, he's been proven to be right. But there's lots of stories. There's really good Parcells stories in the book. I heard.
I'm right up against
earlier.
The break here. I just want to tell everybody, it's a Gary Myers book, so it's filled with awesome stuff. You're at Reed, how about them Cowboys? We'll get the next time in. I wanted to tell the story about Parcells and the $100,000 checks, because I would like that too. Because you know what I'm guessing, Gary? Like, you get a lot of these checks for all the books you wrote every month. Isn't it nice when a little check comes in?
Oh, it's a 7 or 8 figure check. You're right.
Did I tell you?
Yeah.
This guy's rolling in cash, Gary Myers.
Right.
Gary, always a huge honor. Read him on theathletic.com and get his new book, How About Them Cowboys? Gary, thank you as always, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me on. Right. Have a great day.
So good. Al, he said it. He's there in the middle of all that dysfunction.
Jeez.
And he picked the Giants. That's scary. 888-729-9494. We're going to run the board when we come back. We got a lot of great callers. You get your shot next. WIP Sports Time, 9:36.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.